keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Yeah, the big beat keeps you rocking in your sleep.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Oh, the grandpa just make 80 years old. Oh, man, he's crazy about this rocking and roll. Big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jump and then it makes you roll. Oh, Grandpa Hall just make 80 years old.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Big leg Joey, he threw his crutch away.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
How about that by the Swallows? A really oddball one by them on Federal Records from May 1958. Rock-a-bye, baby rock. And that's how we open up the June 2nd, 2011 edition of the Big Beat Show right here on WRSU-FM, New Brunswick. My name is Lou Rollo, and I got a selection of stuff for you tonight that you may really even like. Who knows? A lot of things on the King and Federal label tonight, not particular any reason. Most of it released, some unreleased. That one was released, as I said, 1958 in May. Whoever the Swallows were at that time, I'm not even sure if Eddie Rich was even with them at the time. But there you go. And I don't know about you, but I need some vitamin H tonight. And I think I really want to jam. Let's get started with the Foster Brothers.
We're gonna jump, we're gonna swing, we're gonna chase the blues out of the night. Before the night is over, we'll get in a little pop. Come on, everybody, gonna have a ball tonight. Uh-huh. We're gonna jump, we're gonna swing, we're gonna chase the blues out of the night. Mm-hmm. Well, well, we're gonna rock this house. And now we're gonna jam, get your kicks. That is the only plan, yell and scream. That's what we wanna do, we're gonna rock.
And when she took a step, her whole wooden leg began to show. Whoa, shame, shame on me. Whoa, woe is me. Shame, shame on me. Whoa, woe is me. But one thing for sure, I'm on the go, 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 go.
Whoa.
She had a wig tied down, it laid down on the shelf. Oh, she had a wig tied down, it laid down on the shelf. I said, wait a minute, baby, I wanna excuse myself. Whoa, shame, shame on me.
Need you everywhere. Love you all the time.
yeah. Well, we started off that set with the Foster Brothers on the Dilly label, 1960, and Let's Jam. And then something unreleased, the Ramblers. In November 1956, they had one session for Federal Records. Only two sides were ever issued. This one, Shame on Me, was not issued, but we heard it here tonight. The Ramblers, unreleased, Federal, November 1956 was the recording date. And just now, a guy named Freddie Schaefer, an uncredited group, 1962, and that came out on King Records, I believe. Yeah, I have it on King Records. And I remember hearing that, Zoom, of course. I remember hearing that on Slim Rose's show from Times Square Records in 1962, and couldn't wait. I couldn't get there until about 3 weeks, and I wanted to get that record, and I got it. So, yeah, Freddie Schaefer and group with Zoom, Zoom, Zoom. A couple things about last week's show. I think I played a Five Keys record and didn't announce what it was. It was on Aladdin, Can't Keep From Crying, January 1953. You heard it near the end there in the second half. I also, and it came somewhere after Maggie by the Inspirations, I think a couple of songs after that. I also want to, I forgot to say that the promo I played from Jackie Landry of the Chantels, I played that because that was the very, very first promo I ever got from any singer. Jackie Landry of the Chantels. It must have been in the mid-90s, I guess, when I got it. And, of course, I have a lot since then, thanks to a lot of wonderful singers and, you know, who've been very happy to give me those promos. But that was Jackie Landry, and the reason I played it on last week's show was because that was the very first one I ever got. Also on last week's show, I played a song on a 45 called Rollin' Home by Otis Williams and the Charms. On Deluxe Records, well, I want to flip it over. November 1955. Here's Otis and Do Be You.
Do be you, 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 love you so dear, oh so dear, you, 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 I want you here to be you are. Please, 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 please say that you be mine. Well, to you, I'll be so true, oh, so true. To you, my heart belongs to you, you
Pitt of the Jive 5.
I'm Frank Pitt.
And I'm Herbert Pitt.
And I'm Beatrice Best.
And I'm Casey Spencer.
And we would like for you to say hello, hello, hello. Thanks for listening to the show. Coming to you live. Here we are, the Jive 5.
You are listening to WRSU, New Brunswick, Big Beat Radio Show.
Thank you.
what time?
Stop at 5 o'clock.
Three more hours to go.
Stop
till I hold her in my arms. Tell her that I want her for my own. What time is it?
You just heard a very rare 45 RPM record. I'm going to tell you what that is in a moment. But Otis Williams and the Charms, Do Be You on Deluxe from November 1955. We heard that first. Then, this record on a 45 is very rare, mid to late 60s. No one has an exact date on it. On the Luro label, L-U-R-O, from Newark, New Jersey. As far as I can tell, it's the only thing that ever came out on Luro. And it had to come out after July 1963, because that's when the Jive 5 did What Time Is It? And, of course, that was the Young Temptations, a group called the Young Temptations from Perth Amboy, New Jersey, and what their version of What Time Is It? Now, you never heard that on the radio because, I'll tell you why, because it was 3 minutes and 53 seconds long. There is no commercial radio station going to play a 45. That's that long. Even if they were paid off, they weren't going to do that. And get this, The Other Side, which is a nice soulish version, Flamingos-ish, kind of the way they treat Old Man River. Guess why that one would never get played? 4 minutes and 57 seconds on The Other Side. So it ain't going to get played. Didn't get played. What Time Is It by the Young Temptations? Very rare record, and that explains why it's a very rare record. Not the actual greatest record in the world either, so I got that fairly recently, and I'm glad to have it for its rarity, but that's about the only reason. We'll play The Other Side one of these times when I have a spare 5 minutes to play the flip side. All right. Let's go see. The Capris, the New York Capris, in 1982 had an album on the Ambient Sound label. I'm going to give you one right now. Here it is, The Capris and A Love of My Own.
I look at the mountains, I look at the sun, I like you'll never come. So I
yeah.
Well, Click Records never did have that great of microphones, I guess, and pretty bad recording equipment. But some of their stuff certainly was interesting. How about that a cappella by The Memories, recorded for Click Records but unreleased, 1958 probably. That was called Love Me Once Again, and it was Federal Records October 1961, just before that. The Superiors and Dance of Love, and Love of My Own by the Capris on Ambient Sound from 1982. And I got a few announcements, then we're going to go to the four tunes. What do you say? All right, now, this is important. The Morristown Museum, Classic Urban Harmony Presentation, Doo-Wop Groups of New Jersey, Part 2, at the museum on Normandy Heights Road, Morristown, New Jersey. I got to read this quick. Doo-Wop Groups of New Jersey, as I said. The best way to find out complete information on this is to go to this website, all right? Charlie Horner's website, www.classicurbanharmony.net, all right? And you're going to... Two parts. Doors open at 5 o'clock, and the multimedia... And by the way, there's a big display of New Jersey vocal groups and musicians of all kinds, from the old days to the new days. And I'm going to be up there for at least a couple of these things. You can meet and greet members of the Duprees, Del Larks, Plurals, Vibrant Airs, Parakeets, Ad Libs, Royal Teens, Darshays, many, many others. So you want to check that out. I'm going to give this to you again because I'm in a hurry here. ClassicUrbanHarmony.net, all right? That's very important. The other thing is... June 18th, Saturday, June 18th, at the Centerton Country Club in Pittsgrove, New Jersey. Eddie Rich and the Swallows, Bobby Thomas and the Vibrant Airs with their tribute to the Orioles. Quiet Storm will be there, and Vic Donna and his great group will also be there. For more information, you can call Val Shively at 610-352-2320. 610-352-2320. Or you can check out... bluesandrhythm.com, bluesandrhythm.com.
Oh, Rosemary, I love you. I'm always dreaming of you. No matter what I do, I can't forget you. Sometimes I wish that I had never met you. And yet, if I should lose you, 'twould mean my very life to me. Of all the queens that ever lived, I'd choose you to rule me, my Rosemary.
Rosemary, Rosemary, walk, Rosemary, I love you. Rosemary, walk, Rosemary, I'm dreaming of you. No matter what I do, no, I can't forget you. Sometimes I wish that I had never met you. And yet, if I should lose you, 'twould mean my very life.
I do, I can't forget you. Sometimes I wish that I had never met you.
And yet,
if I should lose you, 'twould mean my very life to
you to rule me, my Rosemary.
When you said you loved me, I thought your love was true. Now you have found another, and I'm so alone and blue. And I knew that I'll never, no, no, I'll never love again.
Never, ever, ever love again.
Though I wish you luck, dear, in your
I guess an early soul record, if you want to say 1959 on Tamla Records, could give you a soul song. It was more of a doo-wop R&B song, though. Chico Leverett and uncredited The Raber Voices backing Chico up. I'll Never Love Again. And it was the four tunes on Jubilee Records. Only came out on, as far as I know, never came out on a single, only on their LP, 12x4, which came out in 1957. Rosemary. By the Four Tunes, really old song. And now let's see what we're going to do next. Now let's go staying on the Federal label. How about the Lamplighters from November 1955 and Hug a Little, Kiss a Little.
If I had wings, you know I would fly. Yeah. little further than I want. Just a little further. Yes, I want.
And the Magic Tones made four sides for the King Record Company, two up-tempo and two ballads, and they're all really, really good. That's one of them right there. Recorded August 31st, 1953, and issued in October of that year, the Magic Tones. and How Can You Treat Me This Way? Just before that, on Times Square Records on a 45 that I probably got at Times, November 1963 is when it came out, The Channels, not The Channels, but The Channels, with Give Me a Chance. And it was Federal Records, November 1955. The Lamplighters had a lot of, kind of a short career, but they made a lot of records, the Lamplighters, and other names too. Hug a Little, Kiss a Little. I think also last week I forgot to mention another song. This occurred to me, Thursday Evening Swing by Cats and the Fiddle on Bluebird, near the end, also November 1939. I don't think I said what that was, but you know the one I'm talking about if you listened last week. That's what you heard. Now, let me tell you about my new girlfriend.
I got a winehead woman, stays drunk all the time.
Her time with wine.
I got a winehead woman, stays drunk all the time.
Wine time so fine. Threw both arms around me and I rose up like a kite. Crazy about that woman, 'cause she sure does ease my mind. Yes, she sure does ease my mind.
I'll always love that woman till the end of time.
Moment with you,
I would hold you
Oh, yeah, the Dominoes. That came out twice, actually. 1954, number 12184, and 1957, federal number 12301, with different flip sides. The Dominoes and One Sweet Moment with You. And it was the West Coast Drifters on Coral Records from September 1950, and Wine-Headed Woman. Now, West Coast, there was a group called the Chimes, not the New York City Chimes, but a really good group called the Chimes for specialty. And here's something unreleased, maybe 1955 or 1956. Here's their version of I Need You So.
I need you so.
Tell you what, I have a lot more unreleased Chime stuff to play for you in the next few weeks and months. But how about that? I Need You So by the Chimes, a specialty group, the specialty label group, the Chimes. Unbelievable. 1955, maybe 1956. I got lots more for you. And before that, we heard the Dominoes, One Moment with You, as I told you before. Thanks for listening tonight. Hope you enjoyed what I played. We're going to take it out with the Five Keys, recorded March 24th, 1960. And issued in June of that year on King Records. Great recording by the Five Keys. I guess you could always say that about the Five Keys. Something called No Says My Heart. May harmony be with you till next time. Thanks for listening and good night.
I want to care. Still in love with you.
until you do. Yeah.